We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
100.1 FM, 1020 AM News Radio, KDKA. Rick Dayton with you right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Adam Rice. He is the owner of Spartan Pharmacy. And if you know anything at all about the South Hills and Brownsville Road and 51 and Bethel Park, you know about the Spartan Pharmacies. And Adam is kind enough to join us to share his experience in terms of what's going on with the coronavirus. And Adam, we were just talking. We appreciate you being on KDK, first of all. Thank you for your time.
Not a problem, Rick.
We were just talking about the fact of what's going on in Charlotte, North Carolina with these mass vaccines. And your point was, boy, we would love to be able to do the same thing. The issue is supply, right? The issue is simply having the vaccines here. What's going on? What are you hearing? What are they telling you?
Well, that's kind of sort of the problem. The problem is a lack of transparency from the state. Four weeks ago, our pharmacy received over 4,000 doses of vaccine, which we promptly moved in under a week. And then the following weeks, we got less and less, down to none this week. And we're already gearing up for second dose clinics here. We'll run a 2,000 plus, probably about 2,300 people person clinic next Saturday in Bethel Park. And we do believe we'll have the vaccine by then, that we've been allocated the appropriate amount. But there's just simply no transparency. We don't know what's sitting up in the state freezers. We don't know who's getting what. We're putting our requests in and not being told why we are not receiving it, even though we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing. That regards documenting electronically every single dose that's being administered. So the state knows every single dose that we've administered, they can look up and analyze. They know the date, they know the person, they know the age range. And, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that goes for all the providers, not just us in Spartan Pharmacy. It's just stone silence at the state level.
Are you having to cancel appointments? I mean, have you set up appointments with people and then because you don't have what you're anticipating you'll get, having to cancel those?
Well, it's funny that you asked that question. I just spent all day today and all night last night rearranging schedules. So to make things the easiest on folks, we were just scheduling people for their first dose and saying, okay, you have a 9 a.m. appointment for your first dose. In 28 days, you're going to show up at the same place at the same time, and you're going to get your second dose. So there's no need to schedule a whole second round of shots.
It's just the way it is. 28 days later, come back, same place, same time. Right.
Well, Saturday, tomorrow will be the 28-day anniversary of our first clinic, and the state did not come through with the vaccine this week, so we are having to push it back 1 week, which falls within the 42 days.
Right.
The window is 28 to 42 days after your first dose, so we're well within the window, but now we're having to disrupt. You know, it was our first clinic, about 500, 550 people that we have to move, but yeah, that's all. Those are emails. Those are phone calls that need to be made. It's a lot of extra work unnecessarily if they would have just gotten the vaccine to us.
Right. Any explanation as to why you didn't get it, or is it the stone silence there too?
Well, they're claiming inclement weather for this week. I struggle with digesting that. Honestly, world has moved on here. Things are moving. This isn't Texas right now. This is Pennsylvania. We can handle some snow and some ice. But I don't know what I don't know, so I will take everything at its face value. I have to work with the state. I respect
right.
our leadership. I just want folks to get, the tools that I need to get the job done in my hands. And that's been the struggle.
What are you hearing? Adam Rice joining us, the owner of the three Spartan Pharmacy locations in the South Hills of Pittsburgh here. What are you hearing from your customers? I mean, I think people are all trying to be patient, but at the same time, they're trying to get their mother, their father, their sister-in-law, their aunt, their uncle registered to get them the vaccine. And at some point, are you feeling people sort of getting a frustration bottled up maybe?
That's a tough question. Our folks, our customers who know us know how hard we are working and how diligent we have been. We just this week made a $25,000 investment to purchase ultra cold freezers to store the Pfizer vaccine, which requires these freezers that keep the vaccine stored at negative 80 degrees.
Right.
They know we're doing everything we can, and they are so grateful. With the moving thing with all of this, and this is something that's sort of a new experience for us, even though I've been in pharmacy for over 20 years, is, you know, when we're running these clinics, people are just breaking out in tears. They're so happy. They're so relieved that they've finally got this vaccine.
Right.
That, you know, those folks that we've served once already here 28 days ago, they're coming back for their second vaccine, and they're giving us their patience. Public forums, social media, Facebook, everyone's a critic.
Right, absolutely.
But the general public, the people who know us, the people who know we are doing everything we can, between talking with state reps to talking with our wholesalers and working logistics out with local community centers and fire halls to get locations to be able to give the vaccine. Everyone sees how hard we're hustling, and they appreciate it.
So what would help you most? What would help you and your situation? I mean, in light of having 8,000 doses a day come in that you could then, you know, you put in arms, what do you need most right now, Adam?
Honestly, For the governor's office to listen to the legislatures, the local legislatures, the local representatives, the people here, you know, on the firing lines, who are hearing from their constituents, understand the need. They are being stonewalled by the governor's office as well. The Department of Health answers to nobody but the governor's office. And if we could have a little bit more transparency. Let us know where to set our expectations. Hey, if you can only get me 1,000 doses or 500 doses a week, you know, tell us.
Right.
But if you're sitting on vaccine, and what I hear is possibly hundreds of thousands of unused or undistributed doses sitting in freezers, then you need to explain yourself as well. So I wish I had a magical answer or the perfect answer for that, but right now, I keep saying transparency. We need transparency from the governor's office and the Department of Health, and show us what they're doing.
Well, I know you were working registers this morning. You were working phones last night, and it never stops for you. And I don't want to keep you longer than we said we would. But, Adam, if there's anything we can do to help as this moves forward, please don't hesitate to call. You're always welcome here on the program. We appreciate you updating people as to what it's like in the local level.
Well, thank you so much, Rick.
Yep, absolutely. Adam Rice, owner of Spartan Pharmacy. They've got three locations. They've got one on Brownsville Road. They got one on 51, and there's another one in Bethel Park down on South Park Road. Again, we appreciate Adam being here on KDK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.